Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My friend Simon Miller here, and I'm about to be honest with you, and I have no problem doing it. I do not know every single wrestler on the planet, and there is probably some up-and-coming super-duper-whooper stars out there I've never heard of, but that's okay, there's always gonna be a line. And if you need more proof of this, just look at All Elite Wrestling. There are a bunch of guys and girls right now who are in the mainstream wrestling chat, but beforehand, we had never heard of. So please do hit that subscribe button, and yes, this is 10 wrestlers AEW plucked from complete obscurity. But 10 Anna Jay. As of March 2022, when I am saying these words and making this video, Anna Jay hasn't even had 50 professional wrestling matches. Now, I don't care who you are, but that level of experience, she is damn good. At this rate, she's gonna be absolute fire over the next few years, and do not forget that character progression we also went through after she got attacked by Abaddon. That gave her a reason to join up with the Dark Order, which made her the Dark Order's first female member. Then she teamed up with Ty Conte, and ever since, those two have just been a delight. Just to underline all this too, Anna is only 23 years old, which should serve as some kind of evidence that sometimes you just need to take a moment before you go crazy. All of this is obscene. Number 9, Powerhouse Hobbs. Amazingly, Powerhouse Hobbs made his debut all the way back in 2009. And ever since then, he's been doing a little bit of wrestling, he's been doing a little bit of odd jobs, but the man has some serious time under his belt. So he did need to start getting some major experience, which he did get when AEW saw him and went, "That guy is really big, we should probably hire him." My word, they were right. And whether it was due to his sheer size or word of mouth, the fact they put him in Team Taz was an absolutely inspired decision. Because I remember when they did get together, everyone was like, "Oh man, Team Taz is not very good." Whereas today, everybody thinks they're the best. His relationship with Ricky Starks is always a joy as well. And I truly think that when it is time to shine a spotlight on him, he could absolutely become the AEW World Champion. I mean, he offers something completely different from the rest of the roster, which is half the battle in this crazy, crazy world. Number 8, Luchasaurus. Let us be honest, without the expanding wrestling scene that started in 2019, there is every chance a man who is a man, but also part dinosaur, may not be being featured on mainstream wrestling television. So I'm just gonna tell you straight up, thank goodness that changed, because Luchasaurus is my hero. Judas Devlin, as he was known when he was in NXT, did have a little bit of a run there, but I bet even if he had pitched this character to them, they would have gone, "Can't put a dinosaur on television, what is wrong with you?" Whereas actually, what is wrong with you, person saying no? Everybody wants to see a dinosaur on TV. It meant that when he did debut on the Double or Nothing show, everybody took notice because again, here was a dude running around like he was a T-Rex, but he believed so much and he pulled it off so well, this was always gonna work. It also helped that he was a giant that was just able to fly around the ring, and by the time he teamed up with Jungle Boy, well, that was just like the greatest wrestling relationship ever. 3 years on, he remains a wonderful persona, and the best part about it is, he's one of these things that you can only do in the world of professional wrestling, which is why we have to do it. And if you don't jump on these things too, you lose that special sports entertainment magic. And also, don't forget the horrendous times his species has been through. I really do think he's had enough. Number 7, The Acclaimed. Man, do I love The Acclaimed. Max Caster and Anthony Bowens are so good together, you would have thunk they had been together for years.
That's not true.
Because it wasn't until they got to AEW that they became a unit, and whether it's their characters, their personalities, the raps, or their in-ring works, everything here just clicks. I mean, I don't think they've ever dropped the ball apart from one sentence during a rap that happened in 2021, but that was taken care of quite quickly, and as soon as we have moved on, they were back to smashing it. The real joy is that they feel like they have been together forever, although once again, I admit it, I hadn't heard of either guy before they arrived in All Elite Wrestling. And that's how you know you've got something, and if they are not the tag team champions in the next 12 to 18 months, I am gonna go on Twitter and I am gonna do a tweet. Number 6, Private Pie. From day one, Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn have basically been pitched as the successors to the Young Bucks. They took them to the wire on the independent scene and even beat them once All Elite Wrestling started. And it was one of these situations that if you hadn't heard about them before, well, now they were gonna make you notice them. The team has also grown alongside the company and always found a way to be involved. And recently they doubled down on their heel turn because they turned on Matt Hardy, which probably means even by the time you're seeing this, we are gonna get Private Party versus the Hardy Boys. And sign me up for that. And I once again will hold my hands up and say that I wasn't that aware of them when they did start out, but given that they've taken the ball and run with it, I am now very excited about their future. Number 5, Daniel Garcia. Seriously, where did AEW find this guy? And why didn't more people know about it? In reality, they did know because he was somewhat of an indie darling, but aside from a brief cameo on WWE TV in 2021, he had never been given this opportunity on a bigger stage. I mean, put over by the likes of Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, and a host of others, he just comes across as so legit. His relationship with 2.0 has been brilliant, and now he's even teamed up with Chris Jericho, so this is another guy you're gonna have to keep your eye on because in a few years, he's probably gonna be in the main event. It's why even though he has lost to Jon Moxley, Eddie Kingston, and the aforementioned American Dragon, everybody still buys his shtick because when he's walking to the ring, he look really, really mad. And never forget that having a good facial expression counts for a lot. He's also a guy that could fit in anywhere because of his fundamentals. So in many ways, he's a little bit of a throwback, which will also serve him well. Number 4, Leyla Hirsch. Once again, why did more people not know about Leyla Hirsch? And it's because by and large, most of us focus on the American scene, which is perfectly cool. You're allowed to do whatever the hell you want. But I bet if you've been living in Germany or you've been living in Japan, you knew about Miss Hirsch because she was out there absolutely killing it. This kind of experience also makes her come across as way more advanced than the 5 years she's had in the industry. And the way she transitions from like grounded warrior to high flying eagle is pretty damn good. I mean, I'm pretty sure recently I saw her twist an opponent up like a pretzel before she went and hit a moonsault. Hirsch has a mean streak too, which was highlighted in her feud during Chris Statlander. And when you dive into her backstory, well, there is a character right there. Leyla should be put in Team Taz eventually, so I'm just gonna stand here and cross everything until it does happen. Because as we've already talked about, it has benefited so many, so let's hope it benefits her too. Number 3, Nick Comoro. My friend Nick Comorotto, who enjoys going on Twitter and calling me a bald guy, and no, I'm not making that up, is a top tier talent. I mean, just look at the man. Not only is he an absolute mountain, but when the bell goes ding ding, he can go. Even when he's put against higher level players, you still look at Nick and go, well, he may actually win because he looks like a crazed loon. And even though the Nightmare Factory have taken a little bit of a backseat at the moment, when it is time for him to shine, I think he's gonna be like a star. And he has so much potential too, it's mad to think that at one point of time, he was in the NXT system and they let him go. I mean, he ticks all the WWE's boxes, but I tell you this, their loss will absolutely be AEW's gain. So it is once again a watch this space. And I don't think anybody would have pegged this a few years ago. Number 2, Lee Moriarty. This is why I love AEW's existence, because you can go and find any of Lee Moriarty's matches on YouTube and probably walk away and go, wow, that guy is really good. And yet for some reason, WWE never seemed that interested. I mean, that's their right too, they're allowed to do this, but he deserves the biggest platform possible to showcase his skills. I mean, this is even before he finds his true feet as he makes his way through All Elite Wrestling, but look at all the people that talk about him all the time. Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley, CM Punk. They clearly see something in him, and these people know what they're talking about. It's all justified given that he gets rave reviews from every single corner. So mark my words, this guy is gonna be huge. Number 1, Wardlow. Not only do I think Wardlow will be one of the biggest babyfaces in AEW, but I also think he will be a future AEW World Champion, which is pretty good for someone I hadn't even heard of until a few years ago. Another guy who surely would have been signed by WWE instantly if they had known who he was, Wardlow can do everything. Squash matches, cage matches, main event matches, story matches, blood matches. Anytime he has to do something, he absolutely smashes it. And when he did go babyface recently and he cut a really long promo, that was good too. I know that loads of people compare him to a modern day Batista, which for me is a massive compliment. And by the time we get out on the other side of his feud with MJF, I think this guy is just going to be drowning in money. Whatever that means. I mean, if you really need a final piece of justification, just watch AEW and listen to the crowd when Wardlow does come out. He is halfway there, which I'm pretty sure is what Bon Jovi was singing about.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.